What's BFO?
Big Fatty Online. How dare you ask that question?
Well,
how do you not know the center of the pod planet?
Why did Big Fatty change the way he burps? Have you noticed that?
Why does he go, oh, at the end?
Well, he used to really let them fly, but now he muffles them somehow. He goes, he muffles them now.
Is he trying to be a gentleman?
Maybe.
No. What are you, nuts? Hell no.
Trying to be a gentleman. That's funny.
I'll defend the man. Oh. Since he's not here to defend himself.
Oh, we would say this if he was here or not. Are you kidding? And you know he's listening right now.
I mean, I'm a little upset. I'm playing a game of Scramble with the man. He's pretty good with his words.
He cheats. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He hates people. He won't play with you if you cheat.
I don't cheat.
I know you don't.
You mean he won't play with you if you're winning?
No, he won't play with you if you know if he figures out that you're cheating. He doesn't like that.
I don't. Neither do I.
I find
the only way I can win at Words with Friends is to use one of the little programs to cheat.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Why did Big Fatty change the way he burps? Have you noticed that?
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1136 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 5th of June, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show, y'all. I'm going to finish telling you about the G'day's weekend, plus y'all some special audio. Yes, my Freddy. Hello, snowbirds. Big Freddy, what do you mean, snowbirds? Dear Gussie, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. I am at the Inn Lover. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie, at the Inn Lover Guest House in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where every room has a sling. Big Freddy, please, it's Cheerios time. But, y'all, it was a very uneventful drive down. Y'all, they charge you on those toll roads, though, like they had to pay for them 50 times over. And, y'all, you know damn good and well those roads have been paid for years, but they just still, that's how they get you. That's just how they get you. But, anyway, I want to go back and finish up telling you about the G'day's. Dr. Stone is not with me, although he is just down the road in the Miami visiting his friend Tilly, who used to live out there in the San Diego, but he's in the Miami now, and y'all, they're going to go out and be South Beaches. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, we are, we started, I think we had just started talking about the Vodka Fest, and y'all, I gotta give old Veda, props. He did a good job, at Vodka Fest, and, they had the big Vodka Fest banner out, and, y'all got there, and the Pot Is My Co-Pilot folks were there, and y'all, oh, dear Gussie, y'all, they had a big old announcement that, I won't mention it here, I'll let them announce it on their little show, y'all, it was quite the announcer. Yes, McCready, it was a biggie. And they were there, and Veda and his friend, Justine. Big Freddy, it's not Justine, it's Justin. And y'all, then Guru Nudie and his homosexual lover showed up. And y'all, then there were some Mexicans that showed up. I didn't know who they were. And y'all, they introduced themselves, and we met the boys from the Hatlanta. The boys, their both names started with a B. Couldn't tell you what their names were, but y'all, and but they were just as nice as they could be. And we'll call them Larry and Larry. Yes, McCready.
Then one of Vader's friends from some sort of Disney board showed up, and her name was y'all. I tried to call her Sharon, but that's not it. Her name's Elizabeth. Her and her husband and their 16-year-old son came to the Vodka Fest. Y'all, he did not drink. He did not partake. And, y'all, it was just fun, and Big Fatty just went around and introduced himself, because, you know, Big Fatty is the social butterfly. Big Fatty, you can say that again. You know, Big Fatty is the Big Fatty. It never gets old. It's always old. Anyway, and so then it was going on, and, y'all, the vodka, the boys and the girls were drinking the vodka, y'all, let me just say. And Vader turned to me and said, "Big Fatty, you got to help me get these people out of here. We got to play someplace to go. We got to leave here at 7 p.m. in the evening." And y'all, this was about 6:45 p.m. in the evening, and Vader knows who to go to in a clinch. "Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you clinching." And so Big Fatty went outside and called for last call, and then, y'all, at 5 minutes to seven, Big Fatty went back outside of the trailer and said, "Okay, it's time for everybody to go. Bye, everybody. Lovely meeting you," and sent them on their way. And y'all, then after that, it was and Stevie B and Terminally Singleton and Warren, they showed up with 5 minutes to go, just in time for Stevie B to pour him a Tanqueray and tonic. There were no limes left, though. Poor reporter. And with that, we went and got on the bus, and we went over to Digger and T. Wiggles were there also, y'all. We went over to the Wilderness Hotel. Digger and T. Wiggles and me and Dr. Stone and Guru Nudie and his homosexual lover and Stevie B and Warren and who else? Oh, and Drusilla Blomey. He was there also. Y'all, Drusilla Blomey was one of the first ones to arrive. Poor Big Freddy, you don't remember shit. And we all went over to the Wilderness Lodge, and y'all, we went and had a lovely, just a lovely dinner at the Otis Point restaurant. Y'all, it was crazy. Oh, Digger went up to the receptionist, and he says, "We're checking to see if we could get a party of 10 in and how long the wait would be." And the lady goes, "Oh, we're full tonight." She says, "But let me look in the computer." And so, y'all, she fiddled around in the computer. And, "Oh, it's very slow tonight." And she fiddled around and fiddled around and fiddled around and fiddled around. And then she says, "Yes, it looks like we will be able to accommodate you in about 10 minutes. All of a sudden, they've gone from "we're completely full" to "we can accommodate a party of 10 in 10 minutes. And y'all, so we went up to the bar and ordered drinks. And y'all, before the drinks could be delivered, they had already set off the mechanical thing. I think it had gone off for a couple of minutes before old Digger took it out of his crotch. "Big Fatty, that's vulgar." And so we went and we had a lovely meal. Big Fatty had a strip steak, y'all. It must have been 8 inches long. "Big Fatty, we know you like an 8-incher." And y'all, it came with some fried macaroni and cheese. I ate every bit of that. But y'all, it was delicious, and I had some wild mushroom soup as an appetizer, and y'all, it was just lovely. And then Sunday, we were all gonna meet at the Epcot, and y'all, we were all moving kind of slow. It was like Uncle Joe; we were moving kind of slow. Because Digger and T. Wiggles went around with Stevie B and Warren, and y'all, they did the tour of the Disney Vacation Club, and y'all, it could, because, you know, Stevie B is a member of that, And it could be that Digger and T-Wiggles are going to join as well. And, y'all, if they do, they've promised to use their points for a large accommodations room next year for Vodker Fest. And, y'all, I can assure you, if they get the room they say they want to get, Big Fatty will be there. Yes, Big Fatty, you'll be there. And anyway, we all ended up meeting, and y'all, they got these passes for going through the tour and everything. It was a magical pass or something. It was good for three immediate fast pass tickets, and each one of them got one of those. So y'all, we went and did the Soarin' over California, and had immediate fast passes for all of us, and then we fast passed. Soarin' for later in the afternoon also, because that, y'all, that's the hottest thing to ride in the Epcot. And y'all, then we met old Veda and Justin over at the Imagination. We heard that little purple munchkin sing to us. And y'all, then we started drinking around the world. We went around the world, y'all. We had a little snickersnack at the French Patisserie. And, y'all, they had a Grand Marnier and a Grey Goose slushy over in France. Y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. Like a creamsicle that had melted. Big, fatty, lovely. And, y'all, then we did some shopping. Lots of pictures taken. Shopped around in all the different countries. And then, y'all, the Veda's friend Elizabeth had made arrangements for a big group to get together for the pizza pie lunch on Sunday afternoon. And so, y'all, we did that, and I think that's when I was belching like crazy. Big Fatty Toppy Smelly doesn't like the new way you belch. But had that. It was, y'all, it was a white sauce and mozzarella cheese and the artichokes on it. And y'all, it was one of the best pizza pies I've ever had. And y'all, I had two pieces of it, and the result was not pleasant, but it was delicious nonetheless. And y'all, then we went back after our pizza pie lunch and rode the Soarin' again, y'all. Then we were off. We were off back to our hotels because we had dinner reservations at the Primetime 50s Cafe on Sunday night over at the Hollywood Studios. And y'all, we got a little bit of audio that was taken. It wasn't on the tram ride that Sunday night, but it was over at the Hollywood Studios. And y'all, I'd like to play it for you now. Y'all, it's gonna put you in the middle of the magic. Big Fatty, we love to be in the middle.
Feet and legs inside while the tram is moving, and supervise your children.
Para su seguridad, favor de permanecer sentados con las puertas cerradas. Manteniendo sus manos, brazos, pies y piernas adentro mientras el tranvía está en movimiento. Y vigilen a sus niños. Gracias.
Please hold on to hats, glasses, or any loose items that could fall from the tram. If an article should fall, please stay seated until the next stop and inform the nearest cast member. Thank you.
Everyone sit back, relax. Driver, all clear.
Well, Dr. Stone, we've had quite the day here at the Hollywood Studios.
We got a late start, but I think we still got in some very fun activities, don't you think?
Absolutely, we did. By the way, did you enjoy Vera's voice speaking the Mexican at the on the tram announcement?
She is the voice of Disney World.
Well, she's very flexible. Well, maybe flexible is not the right word.
She's a professional, trained professional.
Trained professional. Okay, well, anyway, we're heading to the podcaster dinner here in just a few moments.
Are we going to be the thinnest people at this podcasting dinner?
No comment.
Security vans, they'll be happy to assist you. Tram's going to be making two stops in the parking lot. First stop will be for both film and music. Film is going to be on your right, rows 22 through 36. Music to the driver's left, rows 48 through 63. And our final stop will be over here in the stage lot, rows 37 through 47. Stage has taxis, shuttles, drop-off, pickup point, medical overflow, and diamond parking.
We love some diamond parking, don't we?
I love it, too. You know what else I love is the Phineas and Ferb, which has been very popular at this park today.
Well, we've heard many, many of the Phineas and Ferb professional voice actor voices today.
That's correct. By that, I can't tell you one of them because I'm not familiar with it.
I don't know the first fucking thing about Phineas and Ferb, so anyway.
There's a platypus that Daniel Beaver loves. So very much.
Oh, the beaver platypus.
Right.
Okay, great. All right. Well,
are we here at the
I believe we're here. We're, no, we have
film to, on the right, music on the left.
Film,
have a good evening, folks.
Film,
thanks for coming.
Film on the right, music on the left. I'm sorry.
Stage 44.
Next stop is stage.
Stage 44.
Music to the
where?
Left, film on the right.
Do you think Vera is still jealous of his lovies that are at the gay days right now after hearing these announcements?
I have a feeling that she's had so many cocktails that she could care less about Disney World anymore.
Final call for film on the right. Final call for music.
Excuse me, we've got to do this. Oh, I'm sorry.
Back, relax. Driver, we are clear.
Oh, there was the all clear signal. Beep, beep. And, well, I guess that we'll be exiting the courtesy tram here in just a few moments. After we do a 90-degree turn, we'll probably have to hold on tight as we do that. What do you think?
I think we're going to have to hold on tight.
And don't we all like it when it's tight?
I know I do.
Oh! Uh-huh! That's just for Straight Bob, by the way.
Drivers making a sharp U-turn.
Oh, the sharp U-turn.
Small children and packages.
Okay, well, I TT'd. Okay, TT'd on you.
Speaking of TT, I can't imagine the amount of coffee you've drank today, and you have not TT'd at all today.
No, I have TT'd. I haven't sissy. I have a boom boom.
Oh, that's a first for you, isn't it?
It really is. How's your boom booming going?
I actually did a little boom booming.
Oh.
I'm ahead of you.
Well, actually, you just did a boom.
Just one.
Right. More of a cork.
A cork?
Run away to
cork.
The
cork. Oh, the cork. The cork fell out.
47.
About the size of a cork.
I have nothing else to say.
Okay, well, there you have it. All right, everyone. Well, we've reached our final destination, and
right
we're
now,
off.
We're waiting on clearance for the tram ahead of us.
We're waiting on clearance.
Clarence
don't turn nobody down, McCants.
Every time a bell rings, Clarence gets his wings.
Well, there you go. All right, we're done. Bye. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, that music didn't have anything to do with the tram ride. It's just that we found out over the course of the good days that Dr. Stone really loves that music and is going to play it in his waiting room at his medical facility from now on. But y'all, Sunday night we went to dinner at the 50s Primetime Cafe. Y'all, it was lovely, and we had a lovely waitress, Patty. And, y'all, the little guy in the lobby that seated us, was a big old queen named Michael. Big Freddy, isn't every Michael a big old queen? Y'all, but everyone had such a good time. Drusilla Blomey was supposed to head on back. In fact, y'all, he changed his mind and decided to stay Sunday night also. But we lost Turnley Singleton and T. Wiggles. They had to return to their humble commodes. Big Fatty, don't mention commode and Dr. Stone in the same set. Y'all, and believe it or not, Monday morning before we left the All-Star Sports, Dr. Stone, he had a three flusher. Yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely.
Why did Big Fatty change the way he burps? Have you noticed that?
Well, you should hear the way Dr. Stone of.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.